in just a minute. Bill performs excerpts of his one-man show, The Varima Monologues. It's our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. But right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Brian, according to new research by the Consumer Product Safety Commission, what is the most dangerous area of the house when drunk?
The bathroom?
No, not the bathroom.
The most dangerous.
Even more dangerous than the bathroom.
You can die?
Oh, yeah. People have done it. It's kind of hard to hit bottom unless you fall down these first.
The steps?
The stairs, yeah. Unsurprisingly, when you are drunk, you are most likely to injure yourself on the stairs. That accounts for 17% of drunk in-home injuries. Coming in second were floors. Yes, there they are, beneath your feet, beneath the furniture, just waiting until you fall. The commission recommends that when you are drunk at home, you just leap from chair to chair to avoid the sinister floor.
Because that would go so well.
Yeah.
Is the trash compactor's got to be in that? Because you don't want to be next to the dishes, washing the dishes, and then be like, oh, what's this button?
You mean the garbage disposal?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're not going to do dishes drunk. You're like, get that, man.
Moz, after years of being told otherwise, doctors are now telling women that it is okay for them to do what while they're in labor?
While they're in labor?
While they're actually, while they're giving birth.
It's okay for them to do what? Watch The Young and the Restless?
Is that even still on?
I think so. I think it is.
No, no, not that.
No, it's not that. Yeah. Okay, give me a hint here.
I'll give you a hint. Well, it's like, oh, these contractions are making me peckish.
So glad you're
eat?
Yes, it's okay to eat a meal. While in labor. Good news. People were hungry and giving birth. Obstetricians have long advised women against eating during labor because they were worried that a woman in the midst of agonizing contractions might try to get up and go get some nachos. But now a new paper in a medical journal says it is totally healthy to have a light meal during, labor. So go ahead. In fact, you can eat as much as you want. You can be like, hey, why not? I'm eating for two. Oh, wait a minute. Just one.
Well, I'm like this, Peter. Like, if a woman is having in labor and is like, give me a panini, you're not going to say no. I mean.
Can I just possibly suggest that maybe none of you are in a position to discuss this?
No, but hold on.
No, wait a minute. No,
That is not fair.
No, seriously. I would like to hear Roxanne as the only person here who has, in fact, given birth.
As the only, yes, and that was the rule. In fact, I remember when I was in labor that I made dinner for my husband before we went to the hospital.
Wow.
Even though that was a time.
I wasn't allowed to have anything.
You didn't poison it?
No.
You're in trouble.
Whole thing is like they want the husband, the father, to participate in the birthing process. There's really nothing for him to do, so they give him things to do. But now he can be like, come on, honey, push, push. Chew, push, chew.
But isn't that, aren't you doing the, what's that thing?
Lamaze?
Yeah, isn't that something what the guy is supposed to do?
Well, you're supposed to do, because my wife and I, we took the lessons, and it got to that point where I was supposed to say, breathe, breathe, and she was like, get out.
Yes.
Yeah.
A total waste of money. We took the class for all that time, and then in the end, my wife was so unsure of my breathing coaching techniques. Yeah. That we hired the teacher to come and be there.
Oh, really?
I kid you not. She came. She was a doula.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I had, like, I was, like, we started the pregnancy as me being the head coach, and I was demoted.
Oh, yeah.
She basically was like, she's like, I don't know if either of us know what we're doing. I was like, I don't think I know what I'm doing. Do you know what you're doing? And she said no, and then I go, well, how much can it cost? Let's talk to the teacher. And it was reasonable, and she came.
So what did you end up doing?
I ended up trying to participate like what Peter was saying. I was like, what do you want? You want anything? You want a magazine?
You want a magazine.
You want a water? What do you want? And I'm not kidding. She'd be like, just get out. And then I would leave, and then the doula would be like, would you like a magazine? She'd be like, yes, I would love a magazine.